You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living symbol for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Good morning, friends. I'm going to read here from our third passage in our Advent series from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his waist, and faithfulness the girdle of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse shall stand as an ensign to the peoples. Him shall the nations seek, and his dwellings shall be glorious. It's a beautiful passage here, as the prophet piles up a list of literary allusions and images drawn from nature to show us what it's going to be like when the Lord returns and when the Spirit of God has his way. The prophet says that there will come a shoot from the stump of Jesse. That means that there will be some kind of reinvigoration of the Davidic kingship. There still was, at this point, a king upon the throne of David, and he was in line with David. But what the prophet is saying here is that there's something special going to come in the future. The Spirit of God is going to rest upon this king that's to come, and the Spirit is going to give him a couple of paired attributes of kingship, rule, and authority. This one is going to get wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and knowledge and fear of the Lord. And if we skip over some of the middle of the passage, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good time. Often animals that are at war or at enmity with one another will lie down together. There won't be fear between them. The lion is going to eat straw like the ox. The leopard is going to lie down with a kid. It looks once again like a time of peace and harmony. But we've skipped over something. We've skipped over some of the parts of this passage where this one who's to come is going to smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. He's going to slay the wicked with his breath. He's going to judge. His dwellings are going to be glorious. And in part because of all this that he's going to do, the nations are going to seek him. The figure who's going to come is a martial figure. He's going to make war. The word ensign is a military word. It would normally have been understood as the standard of a particular tribe. Each tribe of Israel would have had its own ensign. And this one who's going to come is going to come and bring a reign of peace. He's going to come and bring a reign where the lion lies down with the lamb. But it's through judgment and destruction of the wicked that he's going to bring this reign. It's the like of something that we couldn't ever have seen or imagined. But I want to just focus just very briefly on the image of this kingdom to come. Isaiah could have said, lions and bears, they're not going to eat anymore. He could have said, there's not going to be any more asp or snakes which would bite the hand of a child. But instead, he says something about how the creation which was once made is going to be placed in a way of relationship with itself that everything is peaceful, and that's going to come about through judgment. It's an image of the kingdom to come. Isaiah calls us to prepare for a time in which we will live different. We're still going to live, we're still going to do the main functions that we're created for. But we're to make war against sin in our lives. And we're to await the shoot from the stump of Jesse, the fulfillment of the Davidic promises, the fulfillment of the Davidic kingship, but not in the way that the people in Isaiah's time were perhaps waiting for it, in a way that's going to be like what we see now, but in another way totally different. What in your life helps you to live for the Lord now, and what helps you to consider the way you will once live with Him in the kingdom to come?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.